Semester Self-Check Unit 7. Why celebrities should not allow selfies with fans.
Nearly everybody nowadays owns a smartphone and takes dozens of photos every day to document one's every move. So-called selfies, photos taken with the camera at the front of the device, are extremely popular. Fans who stumble upon one of their famous celebrities in the street often jump at the chance of taking a selfie with them. You, Dr. Hartley, are a psychologist consulting many celebrities. And you recommend not to allow fans to approach them too closely. Why?
Well, Roger, let's imagine a popular actress has a new movie coming out. She's making the obligatory media rounds to promote it. These media events take part in a controlled environment. They are part of the actress's professional life. She does not, however, allow fans to take selfies in the street with her. Why? Because a selfie posted on Facebook can establish the actress's location within 10 meters. This is a gift to stalkers who can range from harmless to psychotically violent.
What do we know about stalkers?
Being famous practically guarantees that one will have stalkers. In general, both males and females engage in stalking. Female stalkers are more likely to target celebrities than any other group, but celebrity stalkers are still predominantly males stalking famous women. The challenge is identifying which of the many thousands of people who approach a celebrity, directly or indirectly, indicates an actual threat to the celebrity's person or property.
Often we hear of people posting threatening or obscene comments on social media. Should celebrities be concerned about them?
Research indicates that indirect approaches, which contain hateful, threatening, or obscene material, are unlikely to lead to any criminal acts. These stalkers seem more interested in insulting and shocking a target than in committing harmful acts. Many of these offensive communications are also anonymous, indicating that the sender fears exposing him or herself. Stalkers who contact their target multiple times using different communication methods, for example through phone, mail, or email, are more likely to approach directly and commit a criminal act. With each successive communication, the risk increases, up to the 10th communication. After that, the risk diminishes.
How about people who want to meet the celebrity face to face?
Stalkers who mention a desire to meet in person and who indicate a willingness to travel to such a meeting are more likely to commit an offence. However, those who mention an unrealistic desire to have a relationship or have children with the victim are less of a risk. Stalkers who are socially isolated are at risk for committing criminal acts against their targets, but so are stalkers with grandiose, paranoid, or delusional personalities.
Is there a certain prototype of stalker celebrities should be concerned about?
No, Roger. There is no black and white profile for celebrity stalkers because so many people approach them and communicate with them, and the vast majority are harmless. Furthermore, the warning signs are not conclusive because many people engage in those types of behaviours and yet never commit a crime against their target. The best course of action is to set boundaries and to avoid being too approachable and too vulnerable.
Thank you very much, Dr. Hartley.
Thank you.